All right. That, again, was more Willie Dixon. He died on this day, one of our great blues artists. And Willie Dixon was more than just a man who strummed the guitar and did that kind of work. You heard him in a Chicago sound. Did you listen to that? It was called Bassology. It's one of my favorite pieces by Willie Dixon. The man can just riff all kinds of stuff. And I can listen to Willie Dixon all day long. It'd be a good day to listen to him. It's cold outside. Drive around, put a little Willie Dixon in, and spend your day. But first, we're going to spend our day with the Griot's iYouth Film and Cultural Festival coming here. Rastre Subira.
Yes.
He's with us.
Yes.
Director of the African Youth Outreach, organizer of the Griot's iYouth Festival, Nehemiah Hall, participant in the festival, and a young filmmaker, is here in the studio with us. Welcome. Good to have you both here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Welcome. So tell us about this festival.
Yeah, the Griot's iYouth Film and Culture Festival is the fourth annual. It's a showcase of youth-produced films and musical performances from leading arts organizations throughout the city. And really, the whole festival is really an outlet for young people to have their voice expressed, but also to connect with arts organizations to help them find their path, to help them just in the course of life be able to find outlets that will help them take the next level. It will be at the Reginald Lewis Museum this Saturday from noon to 5, and you're going to see young from, you know, elementary school all the way up to high school age, theatrical performances, African drum and dance, poetry, so much more. That we're really excited about.
Is it all day?
From noon to 5. So
that's all day?
Yeah, that's all day. That's all day.
So, and what you bring to the festival, what, Nehemiah?
Say it again?
You're bringing what to the festival, a film?
Film. I've been in a film training under Rastre Subira for the last, I would say, 2 years, and it has been a journey to see how things look different, going from watching TV and just looking at the story rather than you watching it with different eyes. You can see different shots and the way the audio is set up and as the scenes transition. So it would be the fourth annual one, and we've had good turnout every year that we've done.
So you've been with the festival for a while?
Since its beginning. Mm-hmm.
So what films are coming in? And what are people going to bring in? I know that you're having the Four Women, Simone, which I've seen, which is...
Okay, good. Yeah. We'll be showcasing some of those highlights. We'll also, which I'm really excited about, be showcasing a block of films dedicated to Africa. Our organization, a separate program, we take high school students to Africa, Nehemiah.
Where'd you go in that? Where in Africa?
Ghana and Ethiopia.
Well, that's a stretch across
east
the continent.
To
east
west.
In
one trip.
Well, that's nice.
4-week travel study.
Wow.
At the end of the summer, which is, you know, if I was to say it's a life-changing experience, that's an understatement.
So who goes on that trip?
Young high school, Baltimore City students, such as Nehemiah 4 years ago. He actually got into the filmmaking by getting into the travel program going to Africa. It's called IAM, which stands for Independent African Minds. It's a year-long program where they learn about their history, the culture, do some community service, do some fundraising, and it culminates with them going to Africa. I've had this vision and this dream of training some young filmmakers and then giving them the camera and telling them to take their lens and their storytelling skills and let's go to Africa and really apply it to a real, you know, a real project, something that will be bigger than themselves, that can tell a story that's larger than themselves.
So the films that you did on this trip are going to be at this festival?
So some of the films that were produced in Africa, one is produced by Nehemiah. One features him when he went through a naming ceremony. We have a block of films that are...
In Ghana?
Basically young people's their creative experiences through film reflecting on Africa. I'm really excited about that. We're also going to be having some artistic films, some music videos, some video poems, and then a block of films that's dedicated to social justice issues. So there will be one that's dealing with the over-incarceration of young black males.
Done by
Babatunde.
Babatunde is the one who hit me to what you all are doing.
Yes, by Babatunde. Also, New Lens will be participating. Wide Angle Youth Media is having a piece that is... It's going to be in that Africa section also. They have a film that is basically talking about what we owe in terms of material products, computers, cell phones, and all these things that derive from Africa. Film.
Yes, right. It's a really great film.
So it's going to be, you know, a really diverse collection of films, some artistic, some more, you know, deep on the heavy, you know, social issues, but It would be a really good landscape for seeing what youth can do as far as film and performance.
So what year is this of the festival? This
will be the fourth one, fourth annual.
I'm sorry, you said that earlier. My apologies, mm-hmm. You didn't say that. So I mean, what's interesting to me is this, when people put on film festivals, it's often about festivals of major filmmakers you bring in from outside.
Right.
You're turning that on its head. You're bringing that from home out.
Right. This is a local grown effort. And really, a lot of the inspiration behind it is getting our young people to reimagine a different Baltimore. We see a lot of negative images of Baltimore City on the media, whether it be The Wire or whatever.
Whatever that is.
And we know that the city itself is a landscape of tremendous potential for learning. And so the idea is to give young people cameras and training, have them document some of these positive stories, and then present a different Baltimore to the city of Baltimore.
So where did your film training come from? Where did you start out?
Yeah, good question. I guess it all started back for me in high school. I took a photography class, fell in love with it, ended up setting up a dark room in my basement, ended up being my first business, even though I didn't really know it was that. I was taking pictures of people in graffiti in my neighborhood and selling them to the artists.
Here in Baltimore?
No, this is Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
I heard something in that voice. I knew it wasn't Baltimore.
Yeah. And some other things, too. But fast forward 10 years, I had a chance to go to Africa when I was 19. Mm-hmm. And that changed my life completely. And it was really the inspiration behind me now, working with young people, taking them to Africa. When I went to Africa, I realized there were so many stories that I felt were not being highlighted in the media, very positive, very uplifting, rich stories. The continent is a landscape full of storytellers and beautiful landscapes. And I felt there was a disservice by only seeing some of the, media we're used to, like the late night infomercials where they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you can feed this child for only 30 cents a day. And I knew there was more to it. So I was self-trained. I just really had a big mission to tell a different side of Africa. I was self-trained as a filmmaker. And then later on, I did go to film school at the University of Florida. And since 2008, have been here in Baltimore now working to cultivate youth filmmaking. And so that's how this all came about.
Talk to you all about this for a moment, because I see the groups that are involved in here. I know a lot of them, WombWorks and mm-hmm. Youth Resiliency and 901 Arts and mm-hmm. the two film programs you were talking about, New Lens. And mm-hmm. And what people, I think, what's important here, this kind of highlighted, is that we don't get in this town, it's not pushed in this town, about the number of young people who are involved in film and photography and doing this kind of work. I mean, we're talking a sizable number of young people who are mm-hmm. reflecting on their lives, on the city, and on the world through the cinematic mediums,
right?
The photographic mediums. And I think that's, to highlight that, is incredibly important because it's so disparate in some ways. Mm-hmm. It's pulling them together in one spot.
Right. And also trying to highlight some of the organizations that have been doing work for a long time, just like as you mentioned, people like WombWorks. I mean, these are staples in the community. They have young people that are doing brilliant shows, addressing really sensitive topics and doing it in a beautiful, artistic way.
Yep.
And I have a lot of faith and confidence in the young people that they can touch and they can discuss these sensitive topics and they can do it in a creative way that, you know, us sometimes as adults, we get too cerebral with it. And I think that it's a good, refreshing insight to see what the young people have to say.
How do you see it, Nehemiah? I mean, I'm just kidding about your own growth, kind of high school and now into film, and how you see this affecting the lives of others and our community.
I see it as great. No one can tell your story better than you. Mm-hmm. And when you learn film and you learn camera work and you learn script writing, you can go out and tell your own story. But I was sitting around, I never hear about what goes on in my neighborhood or my life. You can tell your own story. And when it's your own story, no one can tell you, oh, that's not true, that's not right. It's your own story. You can be proud of what you make.
I'm just curious. Something that was popped in my head as I was listening to you speak and hearing what Ross was saying a moment ago. Can you name something that really hit you hard when you went to Ghana, when you went to Ethiopia, that kind of changed you, that was kind of a light?
I would say the common interactions with the people. I would say growing up in America, it seems like we're trained to rush. I gotta go to work, I gotta go to school, I gotta do this, I gotta do that.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody you know, it's usually both of y'all waving to each other, trying to get to the car, to the bus. Whereas though in Ghana, you can talk to somebody for 20 minutes and catch up with them. And it's more about, it's about the relationship rather than the job or the school or this and that. It just seems like things could slow down and be themselves.
What about Ethiopia?
Well,
he didn't travel.
He
went to Ghana. He went to Ghana.
I'm sorry. I thought it was both. I apologize. Sorry.
I would say that I've done a lot of research on Ethiopia. I would say that their traditional, what's it called, Ethiopian Christian Orthodox.
Yeah, Coptic Orthodox Christianity, yes.
I would say that I love that because it's original and it's without change. And I would say that traditional African customs is, there's a lot of self-love there and going out and going on about your own business without looking for validation from different media outlets, different people, different organizations.
Right.
And I love that.
And you know, people don't realize that we have an Ethiopian Orthodox Church here in Baltimore.
Yeah, yep.
That's right here in our community.
Yeah.
We were about to say, Ross?
Yeah, I was going to also just, you know, say one thing. It's for myself as a facilitator and seeing the young people and the process and the transformation they go through. One thing that was interesting for me to see in particular to Nehemiah's journey was how he responded to getting named. We went through a traditional naming ceremony in Ghana. And, you know, I have seen since that time him really kind of take on his new name with, you know, really trying to live up to its meaning. And that's interesting because, you know, a lot of young people that we interact with on a daily basis here in Baltimore City, you know, if you were to say, hey, you know, your name is Namana now, they'd be like, you know, they might have all kind of funny or derogatory things to say about it. But I saw Nehemiah wear this as a badge of pride, and you really take time to explain to people, hey, look, I went to Ghana and I went through this naming ceremony, and this is what it happened, and this is what it meant, and this is the name I was given. And it was just, for me, it was really a proud moment to see, you know, people discover that identity and self-love.
And I think, I'm going to go to the phones here. We have a caller coming in, somebody who has a film coming to your festival, who's also a wonderful human being in his own right, and does great work in our town. Coley Tengela has just called in.
Oh.
And he's going to screen a film there. Coley, welcome, man. Good to have you with us.
Yes, how are you?
All right, brother, how are you?
Hey, brother Coley.
I am so excited. And, you know, it's amazing how things in the Baltimore area go full circle. I've known Mark. He's been a mentor and teacher of mine and taught me the power of art to affect people's lives in a positive way. Then I had the pleasure of meeting you and your incredible wife and your journey of developing Griot's Eye and now your new initiative. And then my journey of using theater and now film to make things better. But, you know, all of us here at the same time is a beautiful thing.
Yes, most definitely. And I'd like to really put Brother Coley on the spotlight in a positive way because me and him actually collaborated. And, you know, I helped to edit a piece that would be in the festival.
You did.
We worked together on
this. You and Coley worked together on this piece?
Yeah. And we're actually doing some teaching at the same school, the Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts. I want to definitely highlight them as well.
What time is the film going to show, the one that y'all did, you and Coley?
So we have three blocks of films.
Okay. Yeah.
One block of film is dedicated to social justice issues. One is dedicated to African-related issues. And then one is artistic. His is going to be an artistic block, which will be the third block of films. I believe off the top of my head, that's going to be from 3:45 until 5 o'clock.
So can anybody just come to this?
Yeah, it's open to everyone.
We can't talk price on public radio, but does it cost?
The museum fee is the entrance fee.
Okay, right.
Once you're in the museum, you can go to the festival for free.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there is a fee,
right.
But it is open to everyone.
Right. Well, it's a great museum. Have you seen the Kinsey exhibit upstairs?
Yes, we've been there. We've taken our young people there to meet the Kinseys.
Yes. They were on the show last week.
Especially when we were talking earlier about, taking young people to the continent. I believe that the Kinsey exhibit and meeting the family and seeing how, you know, just collecting these artifacts and all these historical you know, information has really allowed them to learn so much more about their own family story, but the collective African-American experience. That's something that we really want our young people to do as well. And so this is a great home for it. You know, the Reginald Lewis, really glad that this festival is going to be there while the Kinsey exhibit is going on. So we're really excited about it.
So very quickly, because we only have like a minute and a half left before we have to break to talk about the Langston Hughes Literary Festival coming up this weekend as well. Lots to do. You can get to all of it, by the way.
Yes.
You can get to all of it.
Yes.
Tell us, how do people get to where the times, where they're going to go again?
Okay, so it's at the Reginald Lewis Museum, noon to 5 this Saturday, February 1st, 830 Pratt Street. You'll be seeing, again, a varied landscape of youth films, performances, theatrical, African drum and dance from a lot of leading arts organizations throughout the city. And we're looking forward to everyone coming out. It's a family-oriented event, so bring the children. And we look forward to seeing you there.
It's going to be good. And Coley, just real quickly, brother, in 30 seconds, what's your film about?
Titled Here for You and Mark. It deals with the subject of bullying within the school system. And one incredible thing we have, I was able to encourage the actual fathers of some of the student actors to portray the fathers of their own children who were playing characters in the film. It's entitled Here for You, and also it's with the students from Coldstream Park Elementary, headed by the wonderful principal, Christina Warren. And the one last thing, check us out. Augusta Felt Savage School is the only school I know that has two OSR fellows on staff.
That's right.
So there we are. So, folks, make it down this weekend, Saturday, the Griot's Eye Youth Film and Culture Festival, this Saturday, February the 1st, at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. More information, just go to rflewismuseum.org. It's all right there. I've checked it out myself. You want to be there, I want to thank. Glad you called in, Coley. At Rastray Subra, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And Nehemiah Hall, great to meet you, man. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Good luck with your film career.
Thank you.
And the work you're doing. And this is, I think, one of our important things, celebrate our youth and art coming together, crossing continents, crossing genres. Check it out. So thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to go out here with a little more Willie Dixon because I just love him and he died on this day. I'm going to break with Weak Brain and a Narrow Mind, something you do not want to have. We'll be right back talking about Langston Hughes Literary Festival. Don't go away.
Got a narrow mind. The world's gonna leave you way behind. Your woman gonna quit you